many chances, but we got away.
This time, Mrs. Brummel did a wet and wild in the boys' locker room?
I think so. Everybody's been acting really strange. Especially
the fact that... Can you imagine that? Like the ultimate fucking home people or something.
What people?
An invasion of body snatchers. Sometimes it's taken over by aliens.
That was a joke. What if it really happened?
What really happened?
I think something's taking over our school.
Body snatchers is a
story
something named, I think,
is
located in the fiction
section. Yeah, so is Schindler's List. Look, all fiction is based on some truth, right? Wasn't this book teaches English 101? Write what you know. How do we know this writer guy?
Jackson.
Didn't encounter aliens in his high school, so don't give out a book about an alien invasion.
Your conspiracy theory is flawed.
How so?
Well, Jackson's body snatchers is a blatant rip-off of the puppet masters by Robert Heinlein, so you can completely disregard that entire book.
Whatever. The point is, they're here, they've been here, and...
Now, Casey, you've been arriving in the flagpole too many times.
But how do you know there's aliens here? Great, you sound so right. But where do all these movies come from anyway? How do we know Spielberg and Lucas, Sonnenfeld, Emmerich haven't been visited by aliens? And maybe they're aliens themselves. Maybe they're simply preparing us for what's to come.
No, Casey, it's fiction, okay? It's only fiction.
Everybody gets hung up on the science part, which has nothing to do with it. They're getting at us in this fiction.
So, aliens have just been setting us up over the years, creating this happy little make-believe existence with their E.T. and them and a black and geese just so that nobody would believe it if it really happened.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe not fine, sorry.
It's kind of cool.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Puppet masters, they were parasites.